It is with great pleasure we welcome into the studio another of our traveling musicians, courtesy of Grassroots Entertainment, Ryan Jewell. How you doing, Ryan?
Wonderful. How about yourself?
Ah, we're doing wonderful. Good. Thank you. Thank you for coming in here all the way from Virginia.
Front Royal, Virginia. Yeah. Born and raised.
By way of Nashville?
By way of Nashville, yeah. Yeah. Moved there in 2017, but originally from Front Royal.
And was music something that you always wanted to do?
Nope.
What was it?
I always played guitar, but I never thought that this would happen. Not until I got to Clemson, started playing the bars and fraternity parties and anywhere I could, and realized I could make a couple of dollars doing it. And then I built a following, and it kind of kept snowballing. And graduated college, moved back to Virginia. Built a following up in Virginia, and it kept on snowballing there too. And so I gotta decide something. I gotta either go to work and use my degree or pursue this music thing, and here we are.
What was your degree in?
I've got a bachelor's in wildlife and fisheries biology.
Okay.
So if I'm not playing music or singing, I'm hunting something. That's just what I do.
You probably enjoyed your little tour through Wisconsin then, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm thinking all the big deer I'm passing and driving right by and all the fish.
Big fish jumping and everything else.
I don't know why we couldn't have done this in the fall.
Right.
Because I would have stayed a couple of days, maybe another week.
Yeah, you can come back.
I will be back. Sure. I will definitely be back. Yeah.
Did you play any sports back in high school or college?
A little football in high school, and then I played 2 years of college football.
Did you?
Yeah, I was a walk-on, so football.
What position?
I walked on as a receiver, and then we got a whole bunch of, like, 4- and 5-star recruits out of high school after my first year, and those names are, like, DeAndre Hopkins and Martavis Bryant and Sammy Watkins and all those guys. So they said, we like you, but we're going to put you at free safety because you're fast and you can hit and you can jump and all that good stuff. So wide receiver first year, free safety second year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm still, my knees and shoulders still feel it.
Do they? Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, that's one of the downsides of the game too, isn't it?
Right. Sure. Yeah, I would do it again in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
I wish I could put shoulder pads on today.
Right.
I would.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
But they didn't affect your guitar playing, didn't hurt your shoulder.
My hands are still good.
Hands are good.
Every now and then I get a little tingling in my fingers, but we're good. That's probably because I slept on them wrong.
Yeah, I know how that goes.
Yeah.
Well, you've been writing a few songs along the way, too, and you've had some radio play. Through. What was the first song of yours that got some radio play, do you recall?
You know, off my second album, they kind of local stuff around Virginia. Heads I'm Yours got some play. What Do You Do With a Woman? It got some play, but never like charting play. And then we released my first official radio single, Heads on Same Bar, Different Town. And that peaked at number 51 on the radio charts last, we sent that to radio last October. And it finally peaked, I think, this year, by February, March or something. So, yeah, that was my first official release.
Mm-hmm.
So it was
And that's an oldie now.
Cool. Yeah,
it's an oldie now.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. According, yeah, I mean that's the new age of music and radio and streaming. Yeah, that's old news.
Old news.
Yeah, half a year ago, that's old news, and it doesn't make any sense. But so be it.
You've been writing a few. Your speaking voice, you sound a little bit like Josh Turner.
You get
that probably from time to time.
I've heard that a time or two. Yeah. I've heard. Josh and Scotty McCreery and I've heard Alan Jackson on steroids and all kinds of good stuff, man. Yeah.
How about you sing us one?
Yeah, I'd love to. And I'm gonna do I'll do one off the fourth album that we don't really have a release date for it yet, but it's one that I wrote with Daniel Leathersitch and Ralston Wells and Wolf Mahler down in Tennessee, and it's called Barbed Wire and Bouquets. So I hope y'all like it. Me and my grandpa walk post to post, tightening the fence and patching up holes. He'd rest in between, take a knee where the wildflowers grow. One time I asked him, hey, why are we stopping? His old scarred up hands held up daisies and bonnets. Said, I think she'll like the colors I chose. Now come on, we got miles still to go. For something to last forever. Forever means every day. Whether it's tough or it's tender, you'll do whatever it takes. When you see it that way, they're one and the same, barbed wire and bouquet. He built that farm up and he passed down the land. And now I'm the one with the scars on my hands. And a woman I'd like by my side for as long as I live. When I want her to know that I'm thinking about her, I bring back a handful of flowers. Cause for something to last forever, forever means every day. Whether it's tough or it's tender, you'll do whatever it takes. When you see it that way, they're one and the same. Barbed wire and bouquet. One's hard and cold, can cut you right through. And one's a soft bundle of green, white, and blue. And both will keep close what you don't want to lose. For something to last forever. Forever means every day. Whether it's tough or it's tender, you'll do whatever it takes. When you see it that way, they're one and the same, barbed wire and bouquet. When you see it that way, they're one and the same, barbed wire and bouquet.
That is awesome, man.
Yeah.
People listening might have thought that was a recording.
Well, I'm okay with that. If they did, yeah.
That was live. Oh, that's awesome. So, tell me about the inspiration for that song.
Well, Wolf, he had just moved to town like a month before we wrote that. Him and I did a show the night before, and I had just met him, and Wolf was he's a really good songwriter, really good singer. Got this really high pitch, like, tenor voice, something that I can only dream of, and he might only dream of my voice too, because we're complete opposite ends of the spectrum. And a great guitar player, great writer. So after our show, I said, man, I gotta write tomorrow. Why don't you come and sit in with us, and you know, I'll introduce you to some of my buddies and see what we can come up with. So he said, all right, I'll see you tomorrow. We got into the writing room. I said, man, you got any ideas? What do you want to write about? I know you're kind of doing the artist thing too. So do you want to write a song for you? You want to write a song for me? What you want to do? He said, well, my wife said before I walked out the door, I have this idea of like me growing up, because he's from Texas. He said, I grew up in Texas with my granddad, and barbed wire and bouquets kind of comes to mind with like, you know, how it can be hard, how it can be easy, but anything, you know, it still holds everything together. Bouquets hold the love together. Barbed wire holds everything in. So I said, that's a pretty cool idea. He said, yeah, but my wife said, if you're going to write it, you better not, you know what, it up. I said, oh, okay. I said, all right, well, let's see what we can do here. And so we were kind of iffy. We were like, I don't know, do we want to write this? We don't even know this guy. And that's what we came up with. We started that song. I think we got the first verse and chorus and started into the second chorus, our second verse, and then our time ran up. So about a month later, I was in Alabama turkey hunting, and we finished that. I was in a Zoom. We did a Zoom thing. I was in Alabama, and they were in Tennessee, so we finished the song that day. So it's you know, his idea, but I think it's very relatable across the board, you know, if you had older generation, younger generation, what have you, it's a, it's a cool love song, man.
Yeah, tying that into a relationship.
Bingo.
And keeping it together.
Yeah.
I think there's some hit potential in that one. I really do.
Well, you should hear the production factor on it. Uh-huh. So we've got that recorded. We got the 12 songs on my fourth album, and you know, the same players that are on all of Morgan Wallen stuff and Luke Combs stuff and Chris Young stuff, all that stuff. Jerry Rowe on drums and Jeff Roach on the piano and Ilya Tyshinsky on guitar and production. They did all, like, Luke Combs' Beautiful Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a big hit.
Yeah, that was.
all those guys that played on that record are on this one. So when people hear Barbed Wire and Bouquets on the CD, they're going to be like, man, that's... I can hear the similarities in that song, so they're calling it the next Beautiful Crazy.
Oh, we hope so.
And I'm okay with that.
We can say we knew him.
I'm
when.
I'm okay with that.
Hey,
yeah.
That's that guy that stopped by and
there
saw us that one day.
Yeah, yeah.
So when these studio musicians get together, do they actually have music? Do they have sheets, or do they just go in and say it's in the key of E, and then
we have the key? Yeah, and they do the Nashville number system. So we go in and we'll sit down in the main room and listen to the demo or listen to the work tape or what have you. Whoever's producing it will listen to it, and as we're listening to the song, as the guys are listening to the song, he'll write out a chart, number chart, and it's just literally like 5, 6 lines, 8 lines of numbers. And it's 1, 4, 5, 6 3/4, minor, whatever. Stuff that doesn't make any sense to me. I know now because I'm familiar with it. But when I first cut my first record in 2019 in Nashville, I was like, what in the world is this dude doing? How can anybody translate that into immediately a song? And the guys know exactly when to play. They know exactly when to not play. They know the beat, they know the rhythm, they know the timing, they know the key, all from that little chart. And I think I've got some pictures posted on my social media of what a number chart looks like. It looks nothing like music at all. Just numbers with circles on it.
They've done it so long, it's just second nature.
It's unreal, man.
Yeah.
And they just pull it out. I mean, we might one guy would be like, hey, can you play this at a minute and 30? Can you play that again? I missed a part. But other than that, I mean, we don't spend much time listening to it. They don't. I'm familiar with the songs because I've probably been playing them for a year and a half at that point. But those guys, 5, 10 minutes, and then go right in the studio and cut it.
So do they play it all live together, or do they kind of play individually? So that's kind of old school, where you get the band playing live.
So they got their individual rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they need to redo a part or go back over, dub something over, if they don't like how it sounded, then we'll, you know, individually go through and pick it apart. But the first 2, 3, 4 runs through it, it's all, it's everybody together. And then I'm in the vocal booth singing my little heart out.
Yeah. You're behind the plexiglass.
Exactly. Yeah, looking at everybody.
Big stuff.
Pointing my finger.
Yeah. Telling them where to go.
That's right, yeah.
What can you tell us about the radio single you got going right now, Owe It All to You?
Yeah, so I'm very proud of that song. I wrote that song with Jonathan Olivares and Aaron Pax Taylor and Joel Jorgensen. Me and Jonathan started the idea one afternoon down on 16th Avenue in Nashville, and he said, man, I went to a concert a couple nights ago, and I forget who he said he saw, but he said, like, every other song, every 3 songs, so he was so... He just kept saying, I want to thank my wife. I want to thank my family for allowing me the opportunity to do this. You know, thank you, thank you, thank you for all the opportunity. Love you all so much. Forever grateful for them. And I said, that's pretty cool. He's married and has kids. He said, I want to write a song like that because I think that'd be a really cool idea. I said, I think I'd get you some brownie points, dude. Because I'm not married. I don't have kids. So I was like, you know, it's going to be, obviously I've been in relationships, but it's a different level when you're married and have kids, and it's a totally different lifestyle. I said, so you're going to have to really dig deep in this. I said, I'll be more than happy to help out. But so we started the verse and the chorus, and we had an idea of the melody. And I said, well, dude, I got to go to another write, but we'll finish this some other time. I'm looking forward to it because I'm really liking this song. I got to the next write, and we're just kind of throwing around ideas. We didn't have anything to write about because my brain's already fried from the last one. I said, man, we just started this song, and I'll text Jonathan and see if he's cool with, you know, us finishing it. And he said, yeah, go ahead, let's see what y'all got. And they're, again, Aaron's married and Joel's married and got kids, and we ran with it, and Joel made a demo right there when we were writing the song, and it's just an appreciation song, you know, and I use it kind of, my family that supported me and my friends that have turned family who have supported me over the years, and past relationships that have supported me, and the fans now that I have, maybe the fans in the future, you know, it's kind of one of those I appreciate y'all songs, thank you so much. And then you take it on a marriage side, and whatever their dreams or goals might be in their life, I owe it all to you. You could turn it into a religion song, you know, give it to the man upstairs. It covers a wide array of bases.
Yeah. All right. Well,
I'm proud of it.
Yeah, you should be. Owe it all to you, Ryan Jewell on WRCO.
I'm a rolling stone, ain't nothing gonna slow me down. A 2-week run, out living the sun, racing from town to town. Trying to make a living, and good Lord willing, gonna get me back to you some way. If it was up to me, I'd never leave. I'd keep you wrapped in my arms all day. You got my back when it's against the wall. Win or lose, you cheer me on. Put your dreams on hold to see mine through. You'd be right there if I lost it all. The lonely days, the late night calls, the sacrifice to make it all come true. And I owe it all to you. When I'm out on the road, the further I go, feel like I'm starting to break. At the perfect time, you read my mind and know just what to say. My shoulder to lean on, the one to be strong a few more miles to go. That old dirt driveway feels so far away, but babe, I'm almost home. You got my back when it's against the wall. Win or lose, you cheer me on. Put your dreams on hold to see mine through. You'd be right there if I lost it all. The lonely days and late night calls, the sacrifice to make it all come true. And I owe it all to you. And I owe it all to you. Yeah, I'm a dreamer, and she's a believer. It gets harder and harder every time I leave her. You got my back when it's against the wall. Win or lose, you cheer me on. Put your dreams on hold to see mine through. You'd be right there if I lost it all. The lonely days and late night calls, the sacrifice to make it all come true. Your dreams on hold to see mine through. And I owe it all to you. Yeah, I owe it all to you. And I owe it all to you.
I'm Phil Nee, joined by Ryan Jewell. We've talked about a lot of things during the break. Football, and hey. Michael Hernan's here. We're talking about your football past.
He knows his stuff.
He does, doesn't he?
He knows his stuff.
Man. You were at the 2013 Orange Bowl, you said?
Yeah. That was the good old days there, man.
Good old days.
The good old days. Yeah, I miss it.
Who's your favorite?
I'm glad people still know about it.
Oh, yeah.
When the final scores and everything.
yeah, 40 to 35, Michael says, yeah.
That's awesome.
Who's your favorite pro team, then?
You know, since being from Virginia, I like, if I have to pull for a pro team, the Redskins or the quote unquote Commanders.
Commanders, yeah. There you go.
But right. You know, I kind of follow around the old guys that used to play at Clemson. And
I was going to say you've got some Titans former teammates out in the league.
Yeah, Titans and the Jaguars and Texans and yeah, they're kind of spread all over the place. But
sure.
Titans now a little bit more so because I can relate to it and seeing the stadium and being there, you know, all the time. So I've kind of developed a liking for the Titans. But, yeah.
You're getting further north. You haven't gotten up to the Central.
That's right.
Yeah.
So and if my mom's listening right now, which she probably is, she's from Wisconsin.
Is she really?
She's from Elma, Wisconsin.
Elma. Okay.
Elma Pepin.
Yeah. That's the school district.
Anyway. Oh, okay. There you go.
Okay.
So and then my sister-in-law, my little brother's wife, she's from around the Green Bay area. So I've got ties to Wisconsin. I've still got family up here somewhere. I don't know where they're at. But I've never been to Wisconsin. This is my first time.
This is your first trip. Yeah. All right, good.
So, you know.
We'll get some green and gold on you.
For the love of mom, go Pack, go. Yeah.
You got some former teammates. What did we say, Sammy? Sammy yeah, Watkins?
Sammy Watkins.
Sammy Watkins was Clemson,
yep.
Right?
Yeah, he sure was. I'm trying to think of who else was that did some stints there in Clemson that played for the Packers, but.
Hmm. We'll come up with that.
Yeah. It's a business. They come and go every 2 years. It's like, good Lord, y'all.
Yeah. Have you ever sung a national anthem before a game?
I never, not a big NFL game like that or baseball game, no. I'd love to do it. I would love to do it, but I never have. I've done some smaller stuff, but not a pro level yet.
That can be down the road. Then,
I'm okay
right?
with that.
Yeah.
Not too far down the road. Yeah.
You got another song to sing for us, Ryan?
I do, yeah. Yeah. Let's do another. Let's do another one that's going to be on the deluxe version of that fourth album. Another one that I wrote. Blaine Younger and Blaine Bunting were the writers on this song. It's called The Overnight Lows. The weatherman says sunshine again, but the way I've been feeling, a front's moving in. So cover me up with everything that I have. I talk to Jesus and ask for you back. In the middle of the night, I reach for you, but there's nothing on your side, just your pillow and the truth. No, I never felt that kind of cold. While the lonely rolls in with the overnight low, yeah. Been holding back tears like a December rain, convincing myself nothing has changed. When my friends are all gone and the moonlight creeps in, home all alone with your memories again. In the middle of the night, I reach for you, but there's nothing on your side, just your pillow and the truth. No, I never felt that kind of cold. While the lonely rolls in with the overnight low. In the middle of the night, I reach for you, but there's nothing on your side, just your pillow and the truth. No, I never felt that kind of cold. While the lonely rolls in with the overnight lows, the lonely rolls in with the overnight lows. Weatherman says sunshine again, but the way I've been feeling, a front's moving in.
Ah, I like it.
There you go.
Yeah, good job. Another one available on the new set.
Yep, so. Exactly, yeah. Which I'm very, very excited to get out. Very excited to get out.
What's the estimated release date?
Then? You know, we don't really have a release date for it yet. We're trying to push at least one or two of these songs out before the new year. So this fall, I hope we can get one or two of them out of there. Just to keep the music fresh. We're getting ready to release my third album completely on digital platforms. We've had the big release party last year, the hard copy, you know, because I still sell CDs and have my shows, but now we're going to release the whole thing to digital. So there's four more songs on there that people that just stream or whatnot haven't heard yet. So doing that August the 2nd. And then after that, we'll focus on getting the new stuff out there. We got to get it done first. But yeah, it's coming. It's definitely coming.
What about a Ryan Jewell vinyl album release?
That's in the works too. Yeah,
all right.
The problem with that is it's so dang expensive to press them. You know, and there's going to be no way that I'll ever be able to sell a record for, you know, $40, $50. I can't do it.
They're expensive.
I can't come to. And that's just covering the cost of them. You know. You know, I pretty much cap my t-shirts at $25, and I think still that's high. CDs are $10. There's no way I could sell a record and feel comfortable doing it at like $40, $50. So when I find a cheaper way to press vinyl, then it's game on. I can promise you that.
Yeah. That $25 t-shirt, that's about maybe only a quarter of what you pay for it at a,
I know.
Rolling Stones or whatever the case might be. So.
And when I go to those bigger concerts, I'm like, how do y'all sleep at night? But I mean, you know, you never know how much it was to get impressed or how many different cuts or people are taking from those. So if you like them, you like them, get a shirt. But where I'm at right now, it's, I would love to have sweatshirts, but getting them made and then selling them and having to make a couple dollar profit, I have to sell them for like $50. And that's why I've never done sweatshirts, because I just can't justify doing that.
Yeah.
You know?
That is how artists do make a little money from that, though, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
From selling the swag, so to speak.
Yeah, the merch, man. The CDs and the koozies and the hats, T-shirts, stickers, whatever. You know, you make a little money off of that, but really, I mean, you quote unquote make a little money off it, but it goes right back into the merchandise account to get more merchandise to sell it again. So it's just a revolving door. You know, I'm not taking that money and going to Aruba as much as I'd like to be, but no.
Might buy a coffee, but
that's yeah, exactly. Yeah. But no, it goes right back into the account just to keep building the merch account to make more and sell more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, are you on a time crunch, or you
can stay? I got all day, brother.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah.
You can stay with us. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Ryan Jewell's in the studio. We'll have more coming up after this break. It is 21 before 11 here on a Thursday morning, June 27th. Phil Lee with you in the studio with Ryan Jewell, a man who has the first dollar he ever made in his guitar case there. That's pretty impressive.
I'm going to frame it one day.
Are you?
Yeah. I don't know why I haven't done it yet, but I think it brings me luck.
Yeah, you opened the case and had a dollar in it, and I'm like, oh, where's my wallet?
He hasn't even played a song yet. Why am I going to tip this guy? Yeah. it's first dollar ever made, the SO Club, Clemson, South Carolina.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I said, at the time, I was like, I'll just save it, that'd be cool. And I think it was like 2011, I think it was. And it has not blown away. It's not been stolen. It's not been lost. It's not been tattered, torn, nothing.
It's a good luck dollar.
So there it is. So one day I'm a frame it.
Well, that's amazing. That's for sure. Yeah. Do you have a band that you play with?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're all back in Virginia. And I would have loved to bring them up here to do some shows. And one day I hope we get the chance to do it. But, We do a handful of shows a year. Hopefully next year is going to be a lot different, a lot more full band shows. But they booked me up pretty good, pretty quick, solo too. So best of both worlds. Solo is a little bit more money.
Oh, sure.
But full band is just a different aspect, you know, completely different delivery. A lot of fun.
Have you had the chance to open up any shows for some big names?
Oh, yeah.
People you idolized or anything like that?
Yeah, well, I've done shows with Marty Stewart and Lauren Elena and Jason Aldean and Blake Shelton, Luke Bryan, Little Texas, Joe Diffie, God rest his soul, Neil McCoy, all those guys. Yeah, yeah, some fun stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, some, and they're all just as fun as they are, just as fun as they seem if you see them on TV, or they're just as fun as in person too.
They're encouraging to
they
you.
Are. Oh yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Me and Blake, we didn't talk about music at all. We just and Jason, we just sat there and talked about hunting the whole time. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. And Luke's just goofy as they come, but just they're down to earth, sitting there and talk just like you and I are right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, they probably appreciate talking about something other than music when they're on the road.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
Talk about something that interests them. And,
right, exactly. Yeah. Their hobbies outside of music. Music is something they're passionate about and love, like myself, but, you know, you want to get away from it a little bit. It's still a job. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about something we like to do outside of music.
Yeah, most definitely.
And it was.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So you're working on the new album, getting ready for some shows this summer?
Oh, yeah. I got a full calendar all the way to the end of the year, actually. Unfortunately, none up in Wisconsin, but...
Maybe someday.
I would like to do that. And I was talking to my social media guy yesterday, and, you know, along the way of this radio tour... Definitely going to get the names and contacts and numbers of folks like you that I'm talking to, and circle back around and say, hey, I'm going to be passing through this block of days. Is there anything we can do, or that I can do? Any places I should contact? Try to get a little, you know, 2-week tour, 3-week tour coming up through this way and back down through the Midwest. Trying to, at least. Mm-hmm. For next year, maybe.
Summerfest is going on in Milwaukee this weekend. So
is that right?
Some of those are. Good shows. If you
oh,
can,
yeah.
Even a daytime gig. In
I heard two. Yesterday, I heard there was a show like an hour and a half. Well, I guess it's probably more close to 2.5 hours from here. But the thing was, it's a country fest.
Hmm.
The most fun you can have in a hayfield or something like that. I don't know what... It was, I mean, there was some, and it was a 3-day festival.
Okay. There's a lot of them in Wisconsin.
Is that right?
So
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah, we're
But then waking up this morning and feeling the weather and how kind of mild it is, I can see why.
Mm-hmm.
It's not completely blazing hot either.
Some days.
Yeah.
But not right now. So.
No, it's been very, so I can see why there would be more outdoor, you know, 3-4-day concerts.
Yeah.
I forget what's the name of that one.
Big stuff up here. Yeah, it's, well, like I say, Summerfest is going on, but Twin Lakes has one, I know, and Hodag Festival up in Rhinelander, and
okay.
Eau Claire, I think, has one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're all summer long. So
well, sign me up for those.
Maybe you can catch up.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Prairie du Chien has one coming up later this summer,
I think.
So, where are you headed to next on the radio tour?
I'm headed to Plover.
Plover?
Plover.
All right.
Plover, and then heading over to Shawano.
You're learning the names of these Wisconsin towns.
and I should have known that one because my sister-in-law Hillary was. I was telling her all these places. I'm going to this place, and I'm going to end it in Shawano. She was like, "It's Shawano." I was like, "It's spelled Shawano." So I don't know. I'm sorry, but
it's
Shawano.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. So I'm scared to say these names because I don't even. Like, I don't want to mispronounce them, you know.
Right.
Shawano. Mm-hmm. So Plover to Shawano. And then back to St. Louis.
And then back to Nashville.
Then. And back to Nashville. Well, back to Virginia. And then I'll be in Nashville in probably a week and a half after that. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you're seeing some beautiful country.
It's gorgeous up here.
Yeah.
It is gorgeous up here. I think when I left St. Louis, I was in Warrenton, Missouri. And then I went to Peru, Illinois. And then from Peru, I went to Hampton, Iowa. I was very surprised because I saw the same cornfield for like 750 miles. It was very impressive. It was very impressive. I said,
this
got to be some
rows.
Kind of record, you know? It's got to be some kind of record. But, man, it's all – I'm country. So the farmland and the – you know, you got the rolling hills around here. Beautiful stuff. I want to come back and – soak it all in more.
Yeah,
definitely.
You do that.
Oh yeah, I definitely will.
You got
my word.
Closing number here for us.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do one more. It's I don't know if y'all played this. Did y'all play Same Bar, Different Town?
We did. Yeah.
Okay.
From last year, early this year, I guess it was.
Yeah. I guess it rolled into this year. Maybe I'll do that one.
That sounds good.
Why not? A little acoustic stripped down version of it. Title track to the third album. Well, I've been north and south on 95, east and west on 40. I found every exit sign, got a little something for me. Like gravel parking lot, blinking sign, dollar shot. I bet if those cinder blocks could talk, it'd be the same old story. Same jack, different glass, same joke, different laugh. Same dollars on the wall, different numbers on the stall. Same buzz, different night. Same smoke, different strike. Same old wailing, playing different kind of hell we're raising. We're all just passerbys, lost and found a neon light. Looking for some common ground. Same bar, different town. Yes, it is now. You might catch a look when you walk in, raise them high and make some friends. Stripes and solid start to spin, don't you hit that eight ball in. Local Barbies in the bar, they come in, the party start. Five drinks, they'll play the part, don't get too close, they'll break your heart. Same jack, different glass, same joke, different laugh. Same dollars on the wall, different numbers on the stall. Same buzz, different night. Same smoke, different strike. Same old wailing, playing different kind of hell we're raising. We're all just passerbys, lost and found a neon light. Looking for some common ground. Same bar, different town. That's kind of relatable, right?
Yeah,
I figure so.
Dive bar, deja vu, any town we're rolling through. Population big or small, you've seen one, you've seen them all. Yes, you have. Same jack, different glass, same joke, different laugh. Same dollars on the wall, different numbers on the stall. Same buzz, different night, same smoke, different strike. Same old wailing, playing different kind of hell we're raising. We're all just passerbys, lost and found a neon light. Looking for some common ground. Same bar, different town. Same bar, different town. Different town.
Oh, right. Oh, cool. I like it. The acoustic version.
Yeah, stripped down. Yeah.
Great acoustic. Deal.
Yeah, I like it, man.
Well, we appreciate you coming by the studio.
Heck yeah, buddy.
Safe travels to you. And
thank you very much.
The only stipulation is when you're opening up for Luke Combs or he's opening up for you, we want a backstage pass.
Okay? Consider it done.
All right.
Consider it, and you have my word. My word's good. I promise you.
So how can people look you up?
Oh, all the you know, all the social media sites, as we were talking so lovely about earlier. we've got Instagram and Facebook, and I had to cave and get a TikTok. but I've got a social media guy now, thankfully, so there's a lot more up-to-date stuff on those sites. So
you let them do the work for you. And
We just have content days now, so I go and we go for hours and get videos and pictures, and then he does what he does, and then boom, there's a post there and a post there, and it's like, this is such a weight lifted, because I was so stressed about that all the time, like, oh, I got to post, and I never knew what to post. I always want to just play music. I just want to write a song. And so yeah, you can find Instagram and Facebook and TikTok, and my website's ryanjewelmusic.com. I'll have a working store on there soon. I promise. It's not working right now. It looks like it does until you go to buy something, and then it doesn't work. So you can find my music if streaming and downloading is something you like to do too. The Apple Music and Spotify, Pandora, Amazon Music, wherever, YouTube, wherever you stream or download, you can do that as well. So yeah, I mean, got my show dates on my website, and I try to post my show dates on social media as well. So yeah, like me, follow me, add me,
yeah,
shoot me a message, let me know what song's your favorite. I get all the messages, so I'll be sure to, I'm not gonna ignore you, I promise you that. So send me a message, send me an email, whatever, let me know. And let me know where you might want me to come play at too.
Oh yeah,
and I'll make that happen too. I'll try to make it happen.
Great.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
Ryan, pleasure to meet you today.
Thank you, Phil. Appreciate it, buddy.
You bet. Ryan Jewell joining us live in the studio here on WRCO.